Around the world, millions of people lose their sight because of damage to their corneas. Transplants are the major treatment option, but have many downsides. Now a team of researchers has grown corneal cells on a newly patented synthetic film, as Tim Lammercraft reports.
Eye specialists describe the corneal endothelium as like a water pump in the eye. It governs the fluid needed for optical transparency. With age or trauma, it can deteriorate.
Now, when the endothelial cells fail, that pump function fails, and so water builds up inside the cornea and it becomes swollen. And as soon as it becomes swollen, it loses transparency. And eventually it becomes so swollen that the patients not only are blind, but they start to get blisters. When these blisters rupture, they're excruciatingly painful.
Associate Professor Mark Daniel is the head of the corneal unit at the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital. The current treatment for a deteriorating corneal endothelium relies on a donor, who are often scarce, and even when a transplant is done, it's often rejected.
So the problem that we had with, we could grow the cells outside the body, that we worked out how to do that. They formed a very delicate layer of cells, and to get them back inside the eye and inside the cornea, we needed to develop this film. So we spoke with Burkay and the others at Melbourne University and gave them a list of requirements. We needed it to be very thin, transparent, robust enough to have surgery, and also biocompatible, obviously. And he's also made it biodegradable. So he's really come up with a fantastic scaffold for us to grow the cells on and then transfer it into the body.
Dr. Burkay Ozcelik is one of the lead researchers from Melbourne University who has helped patent the new film that could bring sight back to millions of people.
We've developed a novel synthetic film that is thinner than the human hair and is completely transparent when implanted into the cornea and allows the regeneration of these corneal endothelial cells onto the surface and also allows them to be easily implanted into the cornea using the current conventional surgical methods.
The film has already been successfully tested on animals.
Our studies using sheep have demonstrated that we can successfully restore the vision in the sheep who've had the loss of these cells.
Why sheep as opposed to rabbits or rats or something along those lines?
Animals such as rats and rabbits have the ability to regenerate these cells naturally. In humans, unfortunately, when these cells die or are reduced in number, they cannot regenerate. And just like humans, sheep have the same issue. These cells cannot actually regenerate once their numbers are reduced. So that's why we chose to use a sheep model to be as close to the human model as possible.
Researchers have established that they can restore vision to sheep within a week. The next step is for humans.
Human trials can be a costly and time-consuming process that our aim is to try and get to the clinic as soon as possible, and hopefully that would be within the next 12 months or so.
And there are other benefits to the new process, according to Professor Daniel.
The most recent technique for endothelial transplant, we're just removing a layer of cells and its basement layer. It's called decimase membrane at the time of surgery. When you use this type of tissue, which is donor tissue, it tends to scroll up very tightly, and then the actual operation of unfolding this delicate tissue inside the eye can be quite complicated. One of the benefits of Burkay's film is that when you lay it in fluid, it unscrolls perfectly flat, so it's very easy to manipulate inside the eye. And so we can simplify the surgery that we're currently doing and hopefully eventually get better results.
That's Associate Professor Mark Daniel from the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital, ending Tim Lammercraft's report.